Welcome back to The Ticket, where we talk about travel, we talk about the events going on right here in Dubai, in your city, sometimes Abu Dhabi as well, and on the odd occasion, Sharjah and Ras Al Khaimah.
I would actually like to know from the listeners, because if you've got more than one dog, do you think that there is one pooch that's going to let the team down? Because I've got five. I want to bring all five, treat them all equal, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm scared that one of them, Charlie, if you're listening, is going to let the team down and be the one that just either just wimps out and just ends up in a corner somewhere or just barks all the kids and embarrasses me.
Would anyone like to adopt a dog called Charlie who's got very low self-esteem because his owner rags him out on radio all the time?
Charlie, I hope you're not listening.
Travel Mum.
Yeah, we're talking about travelling with children. Travel Mum is joining us on the show, and it's a great pleasure to have Andrea Bailey in the studio, and I believe we've got a caller online as well.
Yeah, we have, because Andrea, before we were talking about travelling with kids, and you mentioned that you get a bit of a discount if they're under two.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that'd be amazing. You should just travel when your kids are under two all the time. Anyway, Dave texted in and he said, don't be fooled. Traveling with young kids is a nightmare. Dave, that's a bit cynical. No?
No, not at all. It's not just my experience. If you ask anybody who's got children who are under two about traveling, especially if you're traveling on by air, it's an absolute nightmare.
Tell us about your experiences with it then.
Well, it's living in Dubai, every now and again you go back home, don't you? My wife's from Germany, so a couple of times a year we go to Germany and we go to the UK where I'm from.
Yeah.
And you know, there's holidays and things, and of course you're going by aeroplane all the time. And you have this little, I've got two daughters, by the way, you have this, both born in Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
Because this little bundle of joy who weighs about, you know, 2 kilos, and up until the age of two, you know, they're very easy to carry around and everything, but you have to take about 50 kilos of junk with you in the support. You need to take a camel with you to carry it all. It's just, and you always forget something, so when you get to the other end, you're looking for it, you're panicking, and then you're on a middle-of-the-night flight, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and everybody's settling down to their little snooze, and your little darling gets colic and starts screaming the whole plane down. So as well as the pressure of you trying to calm your baby down, you've got everybody on the plane glaring daggers.
I've got to admit, you're putting me off. You are putting me off a little bit.
I do, but if don't be fooled into thinking that just because you get a discount for the kids at the age under two that life is a dream, because I promise you, it's
Dave,
not. It really is not.
Would you ever do this? I know of a mum in America who wrote little post-it notes for everyone around her on the plane that said, hi, my name is such and such, my twin babies are such and such, now they're teething, I'm really sorry, they're going to cry, but here's a little goodie bag to say sorry in advance. Would you ever do that?
I think it's a good idea. It doesn't do much to really solve people's problems. I'm sure you've had the experience on an aeroplane where there's a baby at the front of the plane crying. You know, it can be quite stressful, especially at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to get to sleep.
Well,
but yeah,
Dave,
it's not. Most people do have sympathy, but yeah.
Thanks for bringing us down with a bang. Thank you very much. Our first travel mum segment.
Thanks, Dave.
Andrea, I've got to ask you. Dave raised a point there about you have to take so much stuff, 50 kilograms worth of stuff. Why? I always see people with these huge baby bags, and I'm like, what have you got in there? Like 10 sets of clothes or something?
Yeah, so if they're small babies, you've got diapers, you've got milk, you've got, you know,
hang
bottles.
On, but how many diapers do you need? Surely it's like...
Well, you need a lot, yeah.
Yeah, I guess it depends on where you're going, especially. So if you're traveling to another city, you'd get it, you would find it available there as well. So you would not need to carry it for the entire journey. You could actually just carry it for a few days and then buy the rest of it when you reach. If it's a place that you can't get the stuff at, then probably you're looking at a lot of things that you need to carry. So, yeah, but it's mostly, I would say, I think you need to plan it really well and, you know, just make sure that you're not overpacking, because even without children, I know people who overpack a lot.
Yeah.
So you've just got to kind of think, okay, right, you know.
But don't forget the formula.
Don't forget.
So I am an overpacker. Mm-hmm. So I think... Surely it is the same with mums. Sometimes you'll get a mum who is an overpacker.
Mm-hmm.
Surely they can condense it. and have like a holiday pack of stuff rather than the normal stuff.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I know that I've been on holidays where I've traveled and I've overpacked clothes. When I've come back, I've realized I've not even used half of them for my baby. So I've then kind of thought, okay, right, if it's a place with a lot of sun and, you know, you can actually wash and wear again, then, you know, do that. Instead
also,
of actually just...
Like, they don't sweat. Why are they wearing all these different clothes?
No, but they do get dirty because your every meal will be a complete mess. I mean, everything, all the food's on your clothes and their clothes. And so, yeah, you do need to wash up or carry extra stuff.
Yeah, there's more food on you than in the stomach, for sure.
I'm already thinking of inventing the self-bib, like the bib that goes across the whole outfit. Right, let's go back to Hong Kong quickly. A couple more things for them to do whilst they're there.
Mm-hmm. So we spoke of, the Disneyland, and now I would say Ocean Park is another great place because it's educational. They teach you about, conservation and how to save water and what you can actually do to, you know, save the planet and help the planet. So, and then, of course, there's rides and it's a full-on theme park. So it's really, I mean, definitely for adults, Zara, if that's something that you were, you know, talking about earlier, that's the place you need to go. I know that I definitely want to go back to that one, yeah.
And it's called Ocean Park.
Ocean Park. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the biggest attractions in the city there. So
it sounds pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything to steer clear of when you've got kids?
I would say probably some of the busier parts of the street markets. So Lan Kwai Fong, for example, in the evening, you know, where it gets really busy and noisy and it's not really, you can't really walk very easily with small children. But other than that, a lot of the other places are brilliant. So,
yeah.
Now, let's talk about our favourite thing, eating, shall we? Because I'm guessing we can do this whether we've got kids or not. So, family-friendly restaurants.
This is kind of a mix of street food and proper restaurants. If you're someone like me and likes to go out and actually sample street food, and I don't stop my kids from doing so, I mean, I just think it's the fun part of travel. Food is a big part of travel anyway. So there's the street food stalls that are around all of these markets within Wan Chai and the local areas there. And they make these freshly made waffles that are just fresh off the stove and so amazing when it's hot and, you know, and the kids just absolutely love it. We've gone back several times on the one day to just keep having that. Besides that, of course, you've got restaurants that are on top of the peak, such as the Baba Gump Shrimps, which is very popular for families and with families. Yeah. That I would say would be.
That has some pretty great views as well, doesn't it?
It does.
Baba Gumps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's food teeming out of everywhere in
Yes,
Hong Kong, isn't
absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
You know, every street corner has got an amazing Chinese restaurant.
It is interesting, though, that you don't see any problem in the kids eating street food as well, because I know a lot of parents would be quite cautious about that.
Yeah, I guess, they do have all of the seafood as well, which a lot of the kids would look at and go, no way am I going to have that, you know, it's a small octopus and, you know, stuff like that. But for the more adventurous children, I think it's if the kids want to try it out, you know, why not?
Put it in a burger, octopus burger.
The local children are eating it and they're surviving, right? They're living, so.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Now, if you've got kids in the car, if you're on your way back from school, cover their ears because we're about to talk about pocket money. So if you are going to Hong Kong, what do you reckon for a week in Hong Kong?
For a week? Well, it depends on the parents, really. And of course, how old the kids are and what they need the pocket money for. So I would say anywhere between 50 to 100 dirhams per day, depending on the activities that they want to do. Yeah?
Are you making them buy their own food with that?
No, I guess just maybe a few snacks and, things around the theme park that they like, maybe small toys or things like that.
Okay, and what's your top trip when it comes with traveling to kids to Hong Kong?
Among the things you've discussed, I would say definitely the Ocean Park excursion. That is something that you need to do. So that would be my top tip for families traveling to Hong Kong. Do not miss that. It's definitely worth a visit. That would be the top tip.
Cool.
And there's a lot of hikes and things. Do you think kids would like doing hikes in Hong Kong? Because it's very green. And
yeah, I did that. There's an island you can cross over to called Lantau.
Yes, Lantau Island.
Lantau Island. And there's lots of hiking trails
on that
island. So much fun to do that.
There's a lot to do there.
Is it fun, though, for children? Because I remember being dragged field after field, past cows, just shouting at my parents, what are we doing on a Sunday?
Was it in the Lake District?
Yes,
by any chance? Yes.
Yeah.
Every child has gone through that.
Different in Lantau.
Yeah. I think my kids are used to it now. We've dragged them all over the place.
Yeah.
But we still get the odd complaint now and then. But yeah, I mean, it's nice to take them outdoors and they like the greenery and, you know, the hiking trails as well. Something different from just looking at buildings. And I mean, in Dubai, we're just surrounded by that. So it's nice to kind of go out there and see the greenery and the hills.
And I know you've got a tip when it comes to discounts, which we love. We love discounts.
Yeah, so in terms of the traveling to Hong Kong, if you actually log on to discoverhongkong.com, you'd actually be able to download your itinerary from there as well. And that would be something that could help you while you're there. You'd also be able to use that app to then redeem discounts for retail outlets around the city.
Perfect.
So this is something that would really be useful, yes.
Nice.
That's a good tip.
Love it. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us, Andrea.
Thanks for having me.
And our first travel mum, we've learned a lot about Hong Kong.
And travelling with children, especially the ones under two.
Yeah, thanks for your call as well, Dave.
Thanks,
amazing.
Dave.
Right, we've got the news coming up ahead. Then we're going to be spending some time outdoors with Matt Fortune. It's a while since he's been in the studio. Looking forward to catching up and chatting, finding out what's going on outdoors.
You're not going to believe what happened to him. And Zara, you don't know this, but it was all your fault.
I've heard the story.
Oh, no.
I've heard the story, and we are going to put you through pain, Zara.
Yeah. I might run out that door right now.
We're locking it.